We've been reporting on the dramatic rise in heroin use in Wisconsin. The illegal drug is highly addictive and often results in overdose. Last year, heroin killed 199 people here. Many users fight their addictions for years. In today's installment of our series, we report on efforts to lead addicts to recovery. Some people who become addicted to heroin turn to crime to get money to buy the drug. Cal Barney of Milwaukee says for 5 years, nothing stopped him.
It was just me and the people I was using with. We didn't care how we had to get money, how we got our drugs, we were going to get it. We would, you know, roll over anybody to do it, just doing things that I never imagined that I would be doing.
Eventually, police arrested Barney for possessing heroin, a felony. Prosecutors offered to drop the charge if he went to therapy, had clean drug tests, and performed community service. He didn't follow through and instead kept using. The courts put out a warrant and police arrested him again.
I was caught stealing from a Pick and Save, so I was taken downtown, and I got put in jail for that, for the warrant that I had for the felony possession charge, and I sat in jail for about 40 days, and then drug court was offered to me.
Milwaukee County's drug court is for nonviolent offenders. It puts them under intensive supervision for more than a year and provides services. At first, Barney wasn't interested.
But on a good judgment call, you know, maybe not through my own, you know, real decision, like intervention of a higher power probably, you know, I decided to take the drug treatment court.
Judge Ellen Brostrom presides over the court. She says caseworkers determine whether participants need mental health services or housing and get them into drug treatment. Sometimes the person needs detox with medication to ease heroin's notorious withdrawal symptoms.
Basically, the beginning process, phase one, is just designed to get them sober, to get them clean.
Brostrom says at first, participants face random drug tests and a court appearance every week.
The longer they get into the process, the more then is asked of them. Many times they need to get a job. Many of them owe restitution because theft is often one of the crimes that is involved in these proceedings. They need to establish stable housing independently. Some of them have literacy needs. Some of them need job training.
People who abuse any kind of drug may be eligible for the program. But Brostrom says about half end up there because they have problems with heroin. That requires the court to take special precautions with those participants.
I think there's no other drug that matches the danger level of heroin to overdose. And we're always aware of that. And, you know, we do our best to keep people off the streets if it appears that they are in active relapse.
If participants complete the program, the court dismisses the charges or reduces them. To celebrate, the program holds a commencement ceremony with the judge, attorneys, family, and friends. At a recent ceremony in the safety building, participants gave speeches and got diplomas and an inspirational poster. Kyle Barney was there to congratulate them. He says treatment court worked for him. He's been sober since February of last year. Barney says the most beneficial move he's made was connecting with a 12-step group.
The biggest thing is seeing people that are doing it. And for me, it was I had been there 4 or 5 years before that, and then coming back and seeing the same people still sober, still clean, living better lives.
You go to a group, you find out I'm not the only person who feels this way.
Tim McElroy is a substance abuse counselor at Columbia St. Mary's.
Most addicts feel terribly alone, and they hear that other people have had the same thoughts that they've had, and they see other people experiencing success, and it's inspirational to them.
McElroy says people who want to recover from heroin addiction must commit to doing the work. It involves more than avoiding the drug.
You still have to make the changes in the person so that they can support ongoing recovery, behavior changes and lifestyle changes. You got to find new people, support systems, develop coping skills.
McElroy says Milwaukee has enough counselors to work with people fighting heroin addiction, but lacks treatment for the physical symptoms. He says too few doctors are certified to prescribe the drug that reduces the nausea, stomach cramps, and restlessness of withdrawal. Others we talked with say despite their promise, there aren't enough residential treatment programs, and funding for drug courts is tenuous. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.